This is KCUR 89.3. You hear a lot about the opioid epidemic sweeping the United States, but there's a relatively new drug that you may not know about. It's called fentanyl. And as KCUR's Andrea Tudhope reports, its deadliness has made it a top concern for drug enforcement officials in our region.
Drug Enforcement Administration Special Agent Troy Derby is walking me through some extreme gear. Tyvek bodysuits, self-contained breathing apparatuses, inner and outer gloves and boot covers. It's gear DEA agents are required to wear when they're raiding a residence for fentanyl.
So we're not breathing any of that same air. We're not touching anything. Nothing can touch our skin.
It sounds extreme because it is. Unlike heroin, which is derived from the poppy plant, fentanyl is chemically manufactured. And where a dose of heroin is measured in milligrams, one of fentanyl is measured in micrograms.
If you could imagine taking a grain of salt and dividing it six ways, one of those pieces that is cut off the grain could actually kill you.
1/6 of a grain of salt could kill you. Fentanyl isn't a new drug. It's been used medicinally, prescribed by doctors for patients with severe chronic pain, usually in the form of a patch. But it has entered the illegal opioid market in recent years. Derby says traffickers have learned that the profit margin for this drug is huge. It's easy to transport and commands very high prices.
I can tell you, on the East Coast, it's much worse. And as you move towards the Midwest, it decreases.
But based on recent seizures, Agent Derby believes that's changing. Earlier this summer, the DEA, along with Kansas City Police, raided a residence in Kansas City, Kansas, and seized 16 pounds of pure fentanyl.
We had no idea that it was 100% fentanyl. So that was the first time that law enforcement in the metro area had encountered fentanyl in that grade of quantity. Most of the time, a lot of our seizures are passing through Kansas City on the interstate, bus lines, airlines, etc., going to New York, other larger cities, but this was the first encounter where fentanyl in that quantity was coming here.
Traffickers and distributors are using fentanyl to cut heroin and then marketing it as a more intense drug, which is appealing to an addict chasing the highest high.
What scares me for the addict is that it mixes into heroin and it resembles heroin, and there's no warning label on that packaging. It's just a bag of powder.
Jeff Howard is an addict in recovery. He's the founder and CEO of Midwestern Recovery Center, based near Grandview, Missouri. As someone whose own addiction escalated from alcohol to cocaine to heroin, he understands why an addict might turn to fentanyl.
The more you use, the less it works, the more you need.
But fentanyl is extreme and can easily kill you.
And so that's what I would say to someone who is moving from one to the other. It's like you're playing Russian roulette.
A fentanyl overdose makes a heroin overdose look tame.
What happens is you stop breathing.
That's Stephen Thornton. He's an emergency room doctor at the University of Kansas Hospital and also the director of its poison control center.
So that's what makes it kind of different than methamphetamine or cocaine. Or these are substances that, yes, they can cause very, very bad problems, but typically one dose isn't going to kill you unless you take a ton of it. But, you know, you can accidentally kill yourself with these opioids, especially fentanyl.
That is, unless you have naloxone, also known as Narcan. This drug is capable of resuscitating a person from the verge of death. A recent bill adopted by the Kansas State Board of Pharmacy makes Narcan available without prescription to patients, bystanders, and first responders, which is important especially for a fentanyl overdose, because often multiple doses of Narcan are needed to counter the rapid, deadly effects of fentanyl. While Narcan is effective, Thornton says combating addiction is the bigger battle. As far as how much of a new threat fentanyl is, that's actually hard to say, because there's no national system that reports fentanyl-induced deaths or overdoses. Any reports to the police or poison control are voluntary. And as of yet, there are no drug tests to detect fentanyl.
Well, it makes it a bigger challenge because without knowing the scope of the problem, you don't really know how to respond to it.
Even with the paucity of data the DEA has been able to collect, fentanyl submissions to the DEA lab from the six-state Midwest region for 2016 have increased 600% over 2014. And roughly midway through 2017, that number has already tripled. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.